January 31st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I come to you today to dictate to you this prayer, which I desire you recite each morning at the beginning of your day. Heavenly Father, today I surrender to you my heart. Help me to be your instrument in the world. Cover me with the precious blood of your divine Son. Guard me against all evil. Protect me from any evil plan Satan may have for me today. Clothe me in your divine will. Amen." This prayer is peace-giving if you mean what you say in your heart. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.